Hey guys, it's Monday, which means it's Day by Day Expressions. And this month on the podcast, I've got my son, Jack Johnson, here. Say hello to everyone, Jack.
How's everybody doing today? Hope you're having a good one.
Yep, having a good one. That's an interesting word that you used there. Did you do that on purpose?
I did.
Okay. So we're going to be talking about what it means to be good. What it means to be good in this kind of trifecta of truth, goodness, and beauty. And last week you were talking about the Greek word for good, agathos, and that. So, like, you can have a hamburger that's good. You can say, "Man, that was a good hamburger," or you can say that car is good. Or, you know, a lot of the times when we use the word good, it's just we liked something, something that we liked.
But how are you doing today? I'm good.
I'm good. Yeah. I'm doing good. Yeah, like things are going well. Okay. But what's at the core of the definition of goodness?
Well, if you want to know it's at the core, you got to go back to what it truly means, I think. And so, like agathos, we said it was developed to be known as the excellence of a thing or a person.
Yeah, the excellence of a thing or a person. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so like good, it would be if you want to be good, a person, you have to, it's not just being morally upright. That is a big part of it. But what are you doing to pursue what is excellent? Are you doing it just, living your life half-heartedly,
yeah,
in that sort of way, or trying to be excellent in, yeah, what you do, you know?
Yeah. And a lot of the definition of goodness, what it means to be good, is what you're saying, the pursuit of excellence. What did you say? The pursuit of the excellence of a thing or person, yeah, has to do with what that thing or person was created for. And so it's about, am I fulfilling the right purpose for which I've been created? Or we can say that a car is good, not if it goes from 0 to 60 in a certain amount of time or if it's the right color, but if it fulfills the purpose for which it was built.
Yeah.
And so goodness has a lot to do with excellence in fulfilling the purpose for which something has been created. Okay. So I want to ask you a question. Is it, you know, in our day and time, we are challenged and we are told to pursue different things, mainly that which makes us happy.
Yeah.
And we are not necessarily challenged anymore to pursue that which would construct a good life. So help us understand that. What should we do? Should we pursue happiness, or should we pursue that which builds a good life?
Well, let me tell you, if you pursue what is good, if you pursue goodness, then as a result, you will be happy.
Yeah, that's good.
If truly you are pursuing true goodness, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And pursuing happiness, we get told that a lot, whatever makes you happy, and do it, especially now. And we see a lot of times when people do that, they really don't are happy. It brings them temporary happiness.
Yeah.
But then they just want to go back to what they were doing, and then they want to switch again. And
yeah.
So it's all whack.
It's whack. That's an interesting word there. So you may not know this, but, you know, like the foundation of America is the pursuit of,
yes,
happiness.
I remember that. That was in the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah. But we took that word happiness and made it mean something else, because,
yes,
back then it meant virtue, to pursue,
yes,
goodness or virtue or holiness, that we have the right to pursue that which is good.
Yes, we've taken that phrase and twisted it to make it mean what we want.
Make it mean what we want, which is a very postmodern,
yes,
mindset. Yeah, absolutely. Well, good. So you would encourage your fellow peers, teenagers, don't worry necessarily about what's happy, what makes you happy in the way that we use the word now, but pursue that which is good. Pursue that which makes a good life, which means the purpose for which your life was created.
Yes.
And that is to glorify God and enjoy Him in all things.
Yes. And if that is your desire to do that, then that's going to bring you satisfaction and joy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So don't pursue happiness first. Pursue good first, and then you will get the joy.
Absolutely. Good deal. Great way to end today's podcast. Come back next week as we continue talking about truth, goodness, and beauty and how it fleshes out in a teenager's life. Until then.